Chapter 1, Introduction to MLM. Multi-level marketing is one of the fastest growing yet most misunderstood methods of moving products in use today. It has been termed by many as the thing of the 90s. Believe me, it will go far beyond that. By 2010, more than $200 billion worth of products and services will be moving annually through multi-level marketing companies. Watch out for MLM in the 21st century. The purpose of this book is to convey to you, the reader, through illustrations and examples, just what multi-level marketing is and what it is not. We will also show you how you can effectively, I repeat, effectively explain multi-level marketing to others. This book should be treated as a training manual. It is intended to be used as a tool to help you train the people in your organization, included in their initial kit of information about your program. I developed the napkin presentation upon which this book is based in 1973. I have been involved in multi-level marketing to one degree or another since 1969. This book will cover the 10 presentations developed thus far. Before going into the details of the 10 napkin presentations, allow me to answer one of the most frequently asked and probably the most basic of all questions. What is MLM? The question is asked quite frequently in response to a button we often wear. Throughout this book, we shall use MLM and multi-level marketing interchangeably. Let's break it down. Marketing simply means moving a product or service from the manufacturer or provider to the consumer. Multi-level refers to the system of compensation provided to those persons who are causing the product to move or the service to be provided. Multi means more than one, and level refers to what may be better termed as generation. It could be called multi-generation marketing. We will stay with multi-level since that is what is most common. It is so common, in fact, that many illegal pyramids and chain distribution schemes, or chain letters, try to pass themselves off as being multi-level programs. This creates such a stigma, although unjustified, that many of the newer MLM companies are using other names for their type of marketing. Some of the names you will hear are unilevel marketing, network marketing, and co-op mass marketing. There are really only three basic methods of moving products. Hold up three fingers as you demonstrate this point. One, retailing. I'm sure everyone is familiar with retailing. The grocery store, the drug store, the department store. Going into a store and buying something is retail. Two, direct sales would usually, but not always, include insurance, cookware, encyclopedias, etc. Fuller Brush, the Avon Lady, Tupperware Home Parties, etc. are some examples of direct sales efforts. Three, multi-level marketing, MLM, is the one we will be discussing in this book. It should not be confused with the other two, especially with the direct sales method with which MLM commonly is confused. A fourth type of marketing that is sometimes added to the list, hold up a fourth finger, is mail order. Mail order can be an MLM type, but most generally is included in the direct sales category. A fifth type, often confused with MLM, I have already mentioned, is pyramid sales. The fact is, pyramids are illegal. One of the main reasons they are illegal is their failure to move a product or to provide a valid service. If a product doesn't move, how can you even call it marketing, let alone multi-level marketing? Multi-level they may be, but marketing they are not. Most objections that people have about getting into multi-level marketing are due to not realizing the differences between MLM and the direct sales methods of marketing. This confusion is understandable because most reputable MLM companies belong to the Direct Selling Association. You've been conditioned, perhaps, to think of them as door-to-door direct sales programs because your first encounter with them was when a distributor knocked on your door to sell you something. There are some features that differentiate MLM from retail and direct sales companies. One very significant difference is that in MLM, you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. By being in business for yourself, whether or not, but especially if you are operating out of your home, you may be entitled to some substantial tax breaks. We won't get into tax advantages in this book. Most people can get that information from their accountant or from the many books that have been written on the subject. Being in business for yourself, you're buying the products wholesale from the company you're representing. This means that you can, and should, use these items for your own consumption. Many people get involved in a company at first for this reason alone, to buy wholesale, and many of those will get serious. Since you're buying your products at wholesale, you can, if you wish to, sell those products at retail and make a profit. The most common misunderstanding about MLM is the notion that you have to sell retail to be successful. There is a lot to be said for selling retail, and it should not be ignored. Some programs even require that a retail quota be met in order to qualify for a bonus. You may sell if you want to, or have to, due to a particular program's requirements, but in regard to making the larger sums of income, the real success is in building the organization. Important point. Let your sales come as a natural result of building the organization. More people fail than succeed by trying to do it the other way around. They try to build the organization by emphasizing selling. As you read through the napkin presentations that follow, you will see this concept unfold before you. The word selling triggers negative thoughts in the minds of about 95% of the people. In MLM, you don't need to sell the products in the traditional sense of the word. However, product does have to move or nobody, but nobody, gets paid. I define selling as calling on strangers and trying to sell them something they may neither need nor want. Again, product has to move or nobody gets paid. Another name for MLM is network marketing. When you build an organization, you're actually building a network through which you can channel your products. Retailing is the foundation of network marketing. Sales in MLM or network marketing come from distributors sharing with their friends, neighbors, and relatives. They never have to talk to strangers. To build a large, successful business, you need a balance. You need to sponsor and teach MLM, and in the process of doing this, you can build a customer base by retailing to your friends, neighbors, and relatives. Don't try to sell the world on your program yourself. Remember that network marketing, or MLM, is building an organization in which a lot of distributors retail a little. This is far better than a few trying to do it all. With virtually all MLM companies, the need to spend large sums of money on advertising is non-existent. Advertising is done almost exclusively by word of mouth. For this reason, they have more money to put into product development. As a result, they usually have a higher product quality than their counterpart found in retail stores. You can share with a friend a high-quality product of a type that they're already using. You are simply replacing their old brand with something that you have discovered through your own experience to be better. So you see, it's not going door-to-door every day calling on strangers. All network or MLM programs that I know of teach that if you simply share the quality of their products or services with friends, that is all the selling that is involved. I prefer to call it sharing because that's what it is. Another thing that differentiates MLM from direct sales is the sponsoring of other distributors. In direct sales, and even in some MLM companies, it's called recruiting. However, sponsoring and recruiting are definitely not the same thing. You sponsor someone, then teach them how to do what you are doing, building a business of their own. I emphasize that there is a big difference between sponsoring someone and just signing them up. When you sponsor someone, you are making a commitment to them. If you're not willing to make that commitment, then you're doing them a disservice by signing them up. At this point, all you need to be is willing to help them build a business of their own. This book will be an invaluable tool in showing you what and how to do just that. It is a responsibility of a sponsor to teach the people they bring into a business all they know about that business. Things such as how to order products and keep records, how to get started, how to build and train their organization, etc. This book will go a long way toward making you able to meet that responsibility. Sponsoring is what makes a multi-level marketing business grow. As your organization grows, you are building towards becoming an independent, successful business person. You are your own boss. With direct selling companies, you work for the company. If you decide to quit that company and move to another area, you end up having to start all over again. In almost all of the MLM programs that I'm aware of, you can move to another area of the country and sponsor people without losing the volume generated by the group you left behind. In multi-level marketing programs, you can make a lot of money. It takes a little longer with some companies than it does with others, but making a lot of money comes from building an organization, not by just selling the product. To be sure, you can make a good living in some programs by just selling the product, but you can make a fortune by building an organization as your primary function. People will get started in a multi-level business with the idea of making $50, $100, or even $200 per month, And suddenly they will realize that if they want to get serious about the business, they could be making $1,000 or $2,000 per month or more. Again, remember that a person doesn't make that kind of money by just selling the products. They make that kind of money by building an organization. That is the purpose of this book, to teach you the things you need to know to be able to build an organization and to build it fast, to develop certain and proper attitudes about MLM. If a person thinks multi-level marketing is illegal, having a connotation of being like a pyramid, and they do make that comparison, you're going to have trouble sponsoring them. You must teach them the facts to eliminate their attitude of mistaking a true multi-level marketing organization for a pyramid. One example you could show them is the pyramid on page 3 of the included diagram book. The pyramid is built from the top down, and only those in at the very beginning can ever be near the top. In the MLM triangle, everybody starts at the bottom and has the opportunity to build a large organization. A new person can build an organization many times larger than his sponsor's organization if he wants. The main objective is to get your prospect into a general discussion concerning MLM and explain with your three fingers the difference between retailing, direct sales, and multi-level marketing. Then you will have a good start at sponsoring them in your particular MLM vehicle. As I stated earlier, by the year 2010, MLM will be doing in excess of $200 billion annually. That is a big business. Most people don't realize that MLM is that big. Multi-level marketing has been in our midst for over 50 years. Some companies have been around for over 45 years and are already doing $1 billion per year by themselves. I know of one company that did $6.5 million in its first year of operation. In its second year, it made over $62 million. For their third year, they projected $122 million. They are on track to hit $1 billion per year by their 10th year. The principles expounded in this book will make that goal reachable. That's a pretty fast start in anybody's league. Multi-level marketing is one of the viable ways for an inventor or manufacturer to put a new product on the market without having $1 million and without having to totally give up their product to someone else.